Hey, Rocketeers, this is your host, Greg Webb. Before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to introduce a very special guest that we've had in the past. To help me tell this story, I have brought back Mr. Eric O'Keefe, the host of the What If World podcast. You probably remember him as the maniacal nose in episode 12 of Life, the Booger Burglar. If you haven't heard it, check it out. Mr. Eric has an awesome podcast, and it's always fun teaming up with him. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell the audience a little about What If World?
What If World is a storytelling show where I take your questions and spin them into off-the-cuff stories. Sometimes I even do it with a guest, like when Greg came on for episode 79, What If Unicorns Turn to Rocks When They're Shy? And you can find What If World wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rocketeers, it's amazing. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. What If World. Now, back to our show. The Purple Rocket Podcast presents The Knights of Spatula. Hello there, Sir Splatterton here. As founder and leader of the Knights of Spatula, I feel it is my responsibility to inform you of your duty as a fellow Knight of Spatula. The Knights of Spatula is an interactive podcast, so with the permission of a parent or guardian, you'll need to borrow a spatula to participate. So stop staring off into space, pause the story, ask if you can use a spatula, and meet me back here. Go! Got your spatula? Good. Let's see it. Not bad. Now, hold it out in front of you and do a little turn. It's important that you make sure it isn't within reach of anyone you like, because during the story you're going to be moving that glorious spatula all over the place. During our quests, every time you hear me say, "Spatula's at the ready!" and hear this sound, hold up your spatula, engage your imagination, and then use it as instructed. Got it? Splendid. On with our adventure. Episode 6, Good Neighbors.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear.
Beeves, stop pacing around the room. You're rocking the tower. And put that chair down. That's the third one you've chewed through today.
What have I done? What have I done? I nearly wiped out the king's entire forest and betrayed his precious trust. I'll never get a job in the castle now. I might as well go back to chewing wood down by the river. Go, Beeves, you rodent! The least you could have done was build his majesty some catapults or something with that wood.
Nonsense! You did the right thing giving it away, Beeves. The townspeople love you for it. Blast this mirror! I can't see a thing! Does this new armor make my back look buff? I told Abby to stencil in some shadows to add definition.
Is that what those doodles are? I just thought someone had drawn a smiley face on you when you weren't looking.
Ah, there she is! Here comes Flip. Flip, I told you never to fly Duke without me. Neighbors! Neighbors! We've got neighbors! What?
Where?
Southwest, east, north.
Flip, stop spinning around and show us out the tower window.
See? That tower right over there, across the hill.
Step aside. Knights, spatulas at the ready! Your spatula is a spyglass. Hold it up to your eye, point it out over the hill, and turn your hand around the handle to focus it. Good. We need to find our neighbors. That's it. A little more turning. Oh, I'm getting something here. Hold on. I see it. A stone tower with a red roof, just over the hill. There.
I see it too. And look, there are knights standing on the balcony. Are they waving to us?
Yaparoo! They're really friendly. They smiled and waved to me as I flew over them. The heads are really shiny, too.
Why, they're all bald.
So that explains the glare. Bald and beautiful. I want to be just like them. See? I cut off all my hair, and now I'm all shiny, too.
Goo! Shh! I think they're trying to communicate. The large one is holding up a megaphone.
Hello!
Well, Splatterton, he's speaking our language. Stop staring and say something.
Right! Knights, spatulas at the ready!
Hold your spatula up to your mouth and use it as a megaphone. We need to amplify our voices so our new neighbors can hear us clearly. Ready? Repeat after me.
Who are you?
Kind of you to ask. We are the Baldwin family, but you can call us the Knights of the Round Ladle.
Ooh, look at those big spoons they're waving around. Can I have one?
Ladles? Their weapons are ladles?
Why, that's nothing more than a kitchen utensil. How preposterous.
What a ripoff.
What are you doing on our turf, Knights of Ladle? This is our kingdom to protect.
Not anymore.
By night, that Baldwin is as tall as a tree.
They should have used him as their tower.
We're here because...
Give me that thing. We're here by order of King Carol to protect His Majesty's kingdom.
There you have it. We're officially out of a job.
Sorry to be the bearers of bad news. I guess we're just way, way, way better at this than you guys. Our quests are world famous. We're sponsored by KitchenAid.
Sponsors? Pwah! Who needs money? Why don't you tell us, Knights of Ladle, about some of these famous quests?
Well, we saved a cat once.
Yes, a cat up in a tree. We got it down good. Real good.
That was the most awkward high five I've ever seen.
How heroic.
Whenever a quest awaits, we heed the call of the flute.
A flute, please. We heed the call of royal trumpets. See how official that sounds? I don't know how you could possibly hear that flute and not mistake it for a bird.
Well, if you actually knew the native bird calls of the kingdom, you'd know it sounds nothing like them.
He just insulted my knowledge of bird calls. Oh, that's it. I've had it with these cat-loving imposters. There's only one group of knights suited to protect this kingdom. I say we handle this as any mature adult warriors would and make as much noise as possible to drive them out of their tower. Knights, spatulas at the ready! Use your spatula to bang on these pots and pans as loud as you can to scare off our competition. Ready? And go! That's it! Louder, knights! Show them what we got!
Haha! This is fun!
This is what my life's come to. Ah! They're getting out the flutes! I hate flutes. Make it stop.
How do you like that, huh?
It sounds like dancing butterflies, doesn't it?
Come on, knights. Louder. Don't let them out annoy us.
Is that all you got?
What's that?
I was asking them if that was all they got.
Flip, where on earth did you get a gong?
I don't know, but I love hitting it. Watch.
Ah, that is quite enough.
It didn't work. They're still here. Now they're just deaf imposters. Why don't we do the sensible thing and simply try to ignore them?
Very well. I could use a breather myself. Come on, knights. Let us sit on our sofa and pretend we don't have neighbors. You hear that? That's the call to quest. Knights, spatulas at the ready!
It was just those wretched Baldwins. Where'd they get one of our trumpets? Back to the sofa, I guess.
It's an ice-breathing dragon!
We're being attacked!
Nice try, Knights of Spoon, but we've heard that story before. Psh, amateurs.
No, it's real.
Please help us.
Do they really think we're that pathetic? An ice-breathing dragon?
That was an impressive impersonation.
People can do anything with a megaphone these days.
Blue fire's coming through the window. It's getting awfully nippy in here.
Your cheap pyrotechnics aren't fooling anyone.
Beeves, look out the window.
Splatterton, don't waste my dragon!
Look! It's blowing freezing fire down at the Baldwin's tower. It's freezing the roof and shattering it to pieces.
Oh, help us!
I didn't bring a sweater!
Knights, spatulas at the ready! Our spatulas are swords. Let's slide down our tower slide and stop that dragon. Attack! What the? Our swords won't penetrate the icy scales.
You can borrow our ladles if you'd like.
They're way better than your spatulas.
I'll pass, thanks.
Here comes the freezing fire. Quick, knights, hold up your spatulas and use them as shields. Ha ha! The blue fire is bouncing off the shields.
God, my hands are freezing. Now would be a great time for a new idea, Splatterton.
I'm thinking.
Try holding very, very still.
Play dead!
Yes, play dead!
Why are we saving them again?
Really? Now of all times they decide to torture us with their music?
Splatterton, look! The beast is backing away! And the music isn't coming from the Knights of Ladle.
Flip, you play the flute?
I took lessons as a child. Went on to play for the Royal Orchestra before taking up the spatula.
Oh, Flip, you beautiful flutist, you! Keep playing! The dragon is flying away!
Look! The dragon's not the only one leaving town.
Baldwins? Where are you going with those suitcases?
You knights clearly have a handle on things here, so we figured we'd just find ourselves another kingdom to protect.
This mess is all yours.
Fine.
All right then. Farewell.
Good riddance.
Don't forget to write. We could have formed a flute band.
There, my friend. There's no such thing anyway.
You know, knights, I have to say, we are pretty good neighbors. Hey, Duke, come to congratulate us?
Oh, what did it say?
Apparently, that dragon was Duke's cousin. It was just looking for a place to stay for a night.
We didn't have room for it anyway. Back to the tower! Hey, Rocketeers, thank you for listening to this episode of The Knights of Spatula, which is a production of the Purple Rocket Podcast. I want to thank Mr. Eric again for coming on the show to voice the Baldwins, aka the Knights of Ladle. That was so good, Eric. Thank you. Don't forget to check out his show, What If World. You'll love it. Also, I want to give a very special shout out to a couple of our listeners, Ellie and Josiah. I hear you guys are fans of the Knights of Spatula and have been waving your spatulas around like crazy all over the house. You guys make me proud. You're awesome, Rocketeers. Keep waving those spatulas and stay tuned for an all-new adventure. This is your host, Greg Webb.
Dragon!